One finds a kli that has a kuf written on it. Carbon. You should assume that the kuf meant that it's a carbon. And we said, no, it doesn't mean a carbon mamish. It just means it's for hektish, like the Rav explains. And l'char, we would go with the halachas that we had in the previous Mishnah. It depends on what type of kli it is, and so on and so forth. Mem. If one finds a mem, meiser. So this is meiser sheni. Because meiser rishon, we know, really doesn't have kedusha. Even a non-levi can eat meiseris. The only issue with eating meiseris is the chumas meiseris shabo. But he wouldn't put a mem for meiser to warn people of chumas meiser. So the meiseris that the owner put a mem for is obviously talking about meiser sheni. Dalid, demai, tes, tevel, tuf, chuma. So why would people do this? Why wouldn't they just write the whole name out? Shebishah sakana hayakais fin tuf tachas chuma. Because in the time of Sakana, they would write a tuf in place of the word truma. And the Sakana is that they were goys and that the Jews shouldn't be Mekai mitzvahs. And the Lecha Shlomo brings, in the name Marie Kolon, that even Shalom B'Sha Sakana, the din is like this too. Because sometimes people do this, Shalom B'Sha Sakana, because they're used to doing it. They have these habits of doing things, Shasa Sakana. As we unfortunately know, that people that are survivors had certain habits that they would continuously do, even after the war. So too, you see this way even in halacha, that they would write simanim instead of writing full words out of fear. And then they just got used to doing that. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says no. He says, don't assume that any of these letters are trying to mean something and trying to warn the person that this is demai or chuma or whatever. Rather, person puts one letter on the vessel. A dalet is for Daniel, a mem, Moshe, tes, tuvia, so on and so forth. Now, Rabbi Yossi, we're going to see, argues with the whole concept at all, but he's just saying, according to the words of the Tanakhama, according to your Sfara, if you think that Dalet means a word, that it's Demai, who says? Maybe Dalet is David. However, what's Rabbi Yossi's real sheet, though? Rabbi Yossi, that was just according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chum. But Lididi, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu matzah chavis v'himalaya peris v'chosav aleha truma, even if you have a barrel that's filled with peris, v'chosav aleha truma, and the whole word truma is written on it. Hare elu chulin. I still would say that it's chulin. Shani oimer eshtaket haysamaleya peros truma upino. Because I would say that yesterday it was filled with the fruits of truma, and that's why you wrote it. Upino, but you totally emptied it out. And all these fruits here are new fruits. So Rabbi Yossi is very makel. And even if he had the words literally written out, it still wouldn't be a problem according to him. And the Rabbanan obviously held that if you would refill the vessel, the barrel, with fruits, after you took the truma out and what's inside is not truma, you would get rid of the word truma, you'd scrape it off or whatever. You wouldn't leave it there like that. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi here.